Everybody lift your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for life. Thank you for mercy. In the name of Jesus. We release the presence and the power of God. We bind demonic activities. We bind fighting dogs. Dragons. Serpents. We bind them all. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your presence. We ask you to release angels into this stadium. We receive miracle power and your blessing for the people of Huye. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. First of all, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of Huye who have welcomed us to this beautiful city. We cannot go anywhere unless the pastors open the doors for us to come there. So without your opening of the doors, we cannot be here. So we thank you. May God bless the churches of Huye and Rwanda. We also want to thank the government. We thank our president. As our chairman said, has given us the peace we are experiencing in Rwanda. And we thank the government for all the protection. We want to thank our vice mayor for gracing this occasion. And we want to thank you for your support for this campaign. May God bless you and take you higher. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many are expecting a miracle tonight? God is touching your life tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I want us to listen very carefully to the word of God. Because the Bible says, He sent His word and healed them. Tonight, my message is entitled, What is Your Life? What is your life? Everybody say, What is your life? James chapter 4, verse 14. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? Your life is a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Amen.
Amen.
What is your life? Ask your neighbor, what is your life? James chapter 4, verse 14. Do you want to know what is your life? I'm going to answer the question. Your life is part one of three part series. Some of you have watched a film called Rambo. Do you have Rambo in Rwanda? There are three parts.
Rambo, if the witch have it at two.
Part one. Part two. And part three. So there are many things that have three parts. So your life is part one of a three-part series. Everybody say part one. So if you are sitting in the stadium today, you are experiencing part one. If you are happily married today, it's part one.
Hey.
Ask somebody, what is part two? If you are a member of the choir and you are enjoying to sing for God, it is nice, but I want you to know it's part one. What is your life? Your life is part one of three parts. Part two and part three are very important for us tonight. When you understand part two and three, then you understand what part one really is. Part one is your life here on earth. Part two is your death. And part three is your judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, it says, it is appointed to man once to die, and then after that, judgment. So everybody here who is enjoying life has got to two more appointments for you. Appointment, it is appointed. It is an appointment. It is appointment. Everybody, all the people here, you have an appointment.
Hey.
There are some appointments you can cancel. But there are some appointments you cannot cancel. One day somebody went to a cemetery. And he was reading the messages on the graves, on the tombs. Most of them written, rest in peace. Some were written, gone to glory. Some were written, gone too soon. Then he came to a grave and he read something. When he read it, he stood there paralyzed. He couldn't move again. Do you know what was written on the grave? Do you know what was written on the grave? It's a question. So
that
yes or no?
Yeah,
Oya. Oya is no.
No.
Oya. Do you want to know what was written on the grave? Which one is yes?
Yego, yes.
Yebo.
Yego.
When it was written on the grave, I was once like you, and you will, wait. I was once like you, and you will soon be like me.
Hey!
And the man was surprised. I was once alive, walking around, just like you. But one day, you, who is walking around, will be just like me, under the ground. Are you ready for your appointment with death? You know, many people die, everybody dies at a different time. And nobody knows why some people go first, some go later. But whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are white, whether you are black, whether you have a good doctor, whether you have a nurse, whether you have whatever, you will still have to go for the appointment. When I was in medical school, one day we came into the mortuary where there were dead bodies. And we were all afraid. Because we were students. But our lecturer said something. He said we should all learn a lesson. I will never forget what he said. He said, when a goat dies, you can eat it. But a human being, you cannot eat it. And he said, so what is the use of our life? What is our life about? You see, your life is different when you are not thinking of the future. When you are thinking of your next part 2 and part 3, you behave differently. Yes. If you know you are going for a judgment, you behave differently. You think differently. So tonight, it is my duty to remind you and everybody in Rwanda that it is not just living here that is important. There is an appointment for everybody here, once, only once, to die. After that, judgment, which means court. Court. There is court when you die. Hey! Because how can you have judgment without court? Hey! Many people are not thinking of eternity. Many people think your body is just meat. Your life is just the body. But there is more to your life. Yes. More. That you cannot see. And the fact that you cannot see it does not mean that it is not real. Have you seen your brains before? Does it mean your brains are not real? No.
Oh yeah.
You have never seen your brains, but we have evidence that you have brains. The fact that you have not seen your spirit before does not mean that your spirit is not real. The fact that you have not seen your soul does not mean your soul is not real. The Bible describes that man is a soul, man is a spirit and a soul, and he lives inside a body. Oh yes.
Ego.
Spirits are real. Right now, as you look at me, you cannot see my spirit. My spirit is inside me, looking at you through the two windows, which are my two eyes. Your spirit is inside. Trapped inside. Looking out. I know of a lady. She was blind since she was born. One day she was in an accident. And she was being operated on because she was about to die. But on the operating table, she died. Her spirit came out of the body. And she came into the operating room. This is a blind woman. She saw the doctor who was operating on her. She heard what they were saying. She saw her wedding ring. She had never seen it before. Somehow, by the grace of God, she didn't die. When she came up again, she was still blind. She described everything to the people. The doctors were even afraid. Because she was born blind, has never seen before. And the doctors realized that there was something inside apart from the flesh that they were operating on. Your life is not just a life of a footballer or a carpenter or a politician or a pastor. That's just part one. Everybody has an appointment, part two. And after that, part three. Hey. Tonight, I came to help you to prepare for part two and for part three. Yes.
Ego.
The Bible says, prepare to meet your God. You know, in 50 years' time, 50, most of us on this stage will not be alive. Hey, If you don't believe me, add 50 to your age. Your age plus 50 is equal to what? Many people in this stadium will not be around in 50 years. Where will you be? When I was in school, my father taught me something. He said, the way you spend the first 25 years of your life determines how you spend the next 45
years.
It's true. The way you spend the first 25 years, it determines how you spend the next 45. 25 plus 45 is equal to 70. But I want to say something to you tonight. The way you spend your first 70 years here will determine how you will spend thousands and thousands of years to come. Your life is a gift from God. This is our opportunity. A few years. Revelation chapter 4 verse 11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Niwe ukwiriye icyubahiro ubwiza n'imbaraga niwe waremye ibintu byose ngo bigushimishe kandi byabayeho byaranaremwe.
God made us and has given us life.
Imana yaraturemye iduha ubuzima.
I have chosen to live my life preaching the gospel.
Nahisemo kubaho ubuzima bwanjye mbwiriza ubutumwa bwiza.
What have you chosen your life? What have you decided to do with your life? But one day, you have to face your appointment. Hallelujah.
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 Tonight,
Irijoro,
God is preparing you.
Imani kugutegura.
Yes.
Yego.
One day a man was sentenced to death. Yes.
Yego.
And on the night that he was to die, the pastor went to pray with him. And when he came out, a lot of people were asking the pastor, what did the man say before he died? And they asked him, did he confess? And the pastor said he didn't confess. He said no. So they asked the pastor, what advice did you give them, the man? What advice did you give the man who was about to be executed? Do you know what the pastor said? The pastor said he told the man that all of us in the world are under a death sentence. Only that we don't know the date, but you know the date and the time that it is today. All of us here have been sentenced to die. Yes. It's amazing. No matter how juicy you are, no matter how juicy and your stomach is big, that you think it will take a long time to finish. It is appointed. It is appointed to man once to die. And after that, judgment. Tonight, I have some amazing news for you. Jesus Christ came to this world and told us what happens to people when they die. In fact, nobody can ever say unless you are God. Jesus told us an amazing testimony of a man. The Bible says there was a rich man, very rich man, called Lazarus, who was clothed in purple and fine linen.
Wow.
Wow. The rich man was dressed like this. This was his color, purple.
Turn around.
And fine linen.
Yes.
Or this color, purple. His wife, the rich man's wife, was also in purple. This is the color. Yeah, and this is purple. I'm looking on this. It looks blue on the thing, but it's purple.
Yeah.
And the rich man fed sumptuously every day. He was eating chicken, beef, pork, shrimps, spaghetti. What do you like in Rwanda?
Pizza.
Hey. And the Bible says there was a poor man called Lazarus. And Lazarus was strategically positioned at the rich man's gate, begging for food.
So
the people carried him and they put him down. And the rich man, he was asking the rich man for food. Master, do your work well. He was asking the rich man for food. Give me bread, chicken, please, I beg you. But the rich man was not giving him much food. He was begging. And the Bible says he had a lot of sores on his legs. And he could not afford to go to the hospital in Kigali. So the dogs came and licked his sores. Dogs were his nurses. Every morning, the dogs would come, brown dogs, white dogs, black and white dogs, brown, black dogs, big ones and small ones, they were coming to bite him and lick him every day.
Hey!
Hey! So the poor man was suffering. He was crying. No food. Dogs were biting him. He was bleeding. And the Bible says one day, the poor man died. Because usually poor people die before rich people.
Hey!
So the poor man was struggling. He was suffering. And then suddenly one day, he died. Part one is over. But the Bible says, immediately after he died, angels came around the poor man and escorted the poor man, escorted him to heaven. To heaven. Hallelujah! He was taken straight to paradise. Hey! All the people who have died, this is what happened. I'm showing you tonight from the Bible. Now the rich man, he was smoking, drinking, fooling. He had a lot of girlfriends, about 28. Hey! He was having a good time. He was flying to Brussels. He was flying to Paris. He was going to America. He was enjoying every day. Now you see, the Bible says, when a person doesn't know God, the Bible says, hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. When a person doesn't know God, hell sends reception party. Isaiah, he said, hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming.
Hey!
Hey!
So,
the rich man was having fun, but one day he had a heart attack.
Oh!
And the rich man died. Part one is over. Then you get up. Immediately after that. But this time, no angels. Go and read your Bible when we close. Luke 16. No angels came for him. But hell, from beneath, was moved to meet him. Hey! Instead of angels, demons! Demons! Oh God! Oh God! Oh! I beg you! I beg you! And demons took the rich man. Come on! Took the rich man! And they took the rich man down. They took the rich man into fire, into hell. And he descended into hell. Yes. That's what happens to wicked people when they die. Yeah. Go and read your Bible. Luke chapter 16. Everybody who has died in Rwanda and in America, either you went to heaven or you went to hell.
Hey.
Hey. Now the rich man was in hell. Rich man, go into hell. The rich man was now in hell. Yeah, you can stand in hell. Now, the Bible says, in hell, he lifted up his eyes. He was tormented. And he saw Lazarus Lazarus by that time was in heaven. He was really enjoying. Go and read your Bible, Luke chapter 16. Lazarus was drinking Coca-Cola in heaven. Lazarus, I really suffered on earth. And he saw some beautiful angels. Beautiful angels, come. The angels were fanning him. Wow. Angel, take some picture. I want to send picture to Huye. I want to send some pictures to Kigali so they see that I'm enjoying in heaven.
Wow.
I really suffered on earth. Beautiful angels. I'm so happy to be in heaven. Yeah, but now the rich man, he was in hell. He was not in hell because he was a rich man. He was in hell because he did not know God. He saw Abraham far away in heaven, and he saw Lazarus. Lazarus was drinking water. And he cried, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Please send Lazarus to dip his finger in water. I just want one drop of water. Just one drop. My friend, there is a place where people are screaming for just one drop of water. You know, since I was born, I've never gone to somebody's house and asked them for a drop of water. Just a drop. One drop. No. I would say, can I have a glass? Can I have a bottle? But hell is a place where people are asking for just a drop. Just one drop. Part one is your life here. Part two is when you die. Part three is your judgment. Heaven or hell? Which one will be your home and my home? And the rich man said, please send Lazarus to talk to my five brothers in Huye. I have five brothers in Kigali. I have five brothers in Kinshasa. I have five brothers. They are just like me. When they die, they will come here. I know it. Abraham said, no. No. When you go to hell, every question you ask, the answer is no. Can I have water? No. Can I be transferred to another prison? No. Can I have meat? No. No.
Hoya.
Can I have water? No. Please send an evangelist to my brothers. No. He said they have the prophets. You see, we are pastors. We are supposed to tell people about heaven and hell. Yes. A pastor is not a businessman. A pastor is not a politician. A pastor is a messenger from God. To warn you. About eternity.
Yes.
Yes. Every single, you see, I am a true prophet. I am prophesying something that will happen to everybody here. No one can challenge what Jesus said. Nobody here can challenge it. Yes. Jesus said the man's name was Lazarus. This is what happened to him. Yeah. And he said, let them listen to the prophets. Tonight, it's not only this rich man who is in hell. There are many people in hell today. Yes. Now I want to ask you something. If human beings who are liars and wicked can make a prison and put people in, do you think Almighty God cannot make a prison to put people? Tonight you must listen to me. I came to warn you about eternity. You see, God knows that we are sinners. We are weak. We are evil. Yes. We are liars. We are thieves. Sometimes you see the wickedness of human beings. And you wonder what is inside man. But God knows. And God so loved the world. He still loved us. Wow. Somebody sang a song. The song says, I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did.
Yes.
Sometimes you wonder why God loves us. Because we are so evil. Why do you love me? God so loved the world. Not with your type of love, with God's kind of love. That he gave his only son. That whoever in Huye, whoever in Rwanda, whoever in America, believes in Jesus will not go to where the rich man is. Look carefully. Look carefully. We have come all the way from Ghana to tell you we are not here to collect money. We don't need any money from you. We are not here to do business. We are here to tell you about Jesus. To tell you what Jesus said. To prepare you for eternity. To prophesy to you. Jesus said, except you repent, you will surely perish. Tonight, there are many people, they are dead. Soon it will be our turn. Are you ready? Amos chapter 4 verse 12 says, prepare to meet your God. Three parts. Part one is your life. Part two is the dying. Part three, judgment. When your judgment comes, will you be sent to hell? Or will you be taken to heaven? Which one will be your home? Tonight, nobody in this stadium must go to hell. Nobody in this stadium must go to hell. Yes. Yes. Nobody. Why? Because you are hearing the gospel of Jesus. You are hearing the good news of the blood of Jesus. The night before Jesus died, he took the cup like this. He said, "This is my blood. My blood." God loves Rwanda. Jesus died for Rwanda.
Yes, you're for Rwanda.
Jesus died for the whole world.
Yes, you're for
Let me tell you, never think that God loves some people and he doesn't love some people. You don't know God. The Bible says God so loved the world, the whole world.
Yes.
If you have God's love, you love the whole world. If you don't have God's love, you love sections of the world. Jesus,
yes,
took the cup.
He
said, "This is my blood. This is my blood." You cannot go to heaven with money. If you could go to heaven with money, the rich man will not be in hell. Look at the rich man in hell with all his money. All his power. Look at where he is. In hell. Screaming. Shouting. Yes. You know, I want to tell you something before I close. One day, an Assemblies of God pastor, something happened to him. Do you have Assemblies of God here? He went to somebody's church to preach. When he finished preaching, he came to the hotel Sunday night. Suddenly, Jesus appeared in the room. And Jesus told the pastor, "Follow me, I want to show you something." Jesus told the pastor, "I don't know what you've been preaching. Follow me, I want to show you something." And Jesus took the pastor down to hell. The pastor said, there were so millions of people screaming, wailing, gnashing of teeth. Suddenly, this Assemblies of God pastor met a young man in hell. When he saw him, he was shocked. He said, it was his friend. He said to him, "How did you come here? When did you come here?" Remember, it was Sunday. The man told the pastor, "I came here on Friday. I came to hell on Friday. That's last Friday." He said, how? He said, "There was a terrible accident. And I died on Friday. And I came here." The pastor was shaking. And Jesus said, "Come, let's go." And took him back to the hotel. The pastor was shaking. Early in the morning, he called his mother. He said,
Mama,
how are you? Mother said, "I'm fine, but I've had terrible news. Do you remember your friend, your best friend in university?" The pastor started shaking, said, "Yes. There was a terrible accident on Friday, and he died.
The
pastor was amazed. He had not heard of it, but he went to hell on Sunday and saw his friend there. He came out. All dead people are still alive, but they are either in heaven or in hell. All dead people are still alive. Everybody who has died is alive. Abraham is alive. The rich man is alive. Lazarus is alive. Michael Jackson is surely alive.
Michael Jackson,
Princess Diana is alive.
Princess Diana,
all dead people are alive.
Yeah.
Tonight,
Irishero.
I came with the blood of Jesus.
Yesu.
Oh yes.
Yeah, go.
I came to offer you the blood of Jesus.
Yesu.
Turn around.
Hindu chira.
Stop playing religiosity in Rwanda. Religion is not the same as Christianity. You can be baptized, but it doesn't mean you are a Christian. If I pour water on my car, it doesn't mean my car is baptized. You must be born again. You must be born again. You must be born again. Yes. I cannot transmit my medical certificate to my son. Christianity is not transmitted that way. You must come to the cross and bow your knees to God. Yourself. Yourself. Young man. Young lady. Old lady. You must bow your knees to Jesus. And you must open your heart and receive the blood of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you find yourself in hell. To your amazement.
Yes.
Tonight, as you are sitting in this stadium, look at my hand. You see my hand? God sent me to Rwanda to invite you to the cross. Come to Jesus. Stop playing religious games. Yes. Some people call themselves Christian, but they behave like devils. Yes. Do you have such things in Rwanda? Yes. Tonight is a night of turning around. Come to the cross. Repent. Now. Because this life is only part one. Part two is coming for everybody. Oh yes. Life is part one. Death is part two. Judgment is part three. What is your life? What is your life? Your life is part one. But it's appointed. After this life, you must die. After dying, you must go for judgment. You must repent. Tonight, how many of you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away? Then I need to see your hand up in the sky. I need to see your hand up if you want the blood of Jesus to work. If you want the blood of Jesus to cleanse you and prepare you and wash you. Tonight is your opportunity. Tonight is your opportunity to be born again. To be born again. To be born again. Tonight If you want to be born again and you want to be washed with the blood of Jesus, stand up on your feet and lift your two hands. Then stand on your feet. If you want to be born again, then stand on your feet and lift your hands. If you don't want to, you can sit down. But if you want to be born again, then stand and lift your hand like this. And I'm going to pray with you. Say this prayer with me now. With your hands lifted up high. Say, Jesus. Now I want you to say it very loud. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me tonight. I am a sinner. I know I am a sinner. Tonight I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me, Jesus. Have mercy on me, Jesus.
Yes,
I open my heart tonight. Say it again. I open my heart tonight. And I receive Jesus as my Savior. I have done many bad things. I have done many, many bad things. But tonight, say tonight, I am turning around. I am repenting. I am coming to Jesus. Please wash me. Please wash me. Cleanse me. With the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Please write my name in the book of life tonight. My name is, mention your name, my name. My name is John, my name is. Please write this name in the book of life tonight.
It is in our Jandika Mujitawa Chuwujingirijoro.
I love you, Jesus.
Ndagukunda Yesu.
Lift your two hands, say, I love you, Jesus.
Ndagukunda Yesu.
I thank you for forgiving me.
Ndagushimiye kumbabariye.
I thank you for accepting me. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your finger, only one hand, only one hand.
Like this.
Say after me, Satan, listen carefully.
Satan,
In the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan. Satan, from tonight, I will not follow you again.
Satan,
Satan, from tonight, I will not obey you again.
Satan,
from tonight, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ. Now lift your book up. Everybody lift your book and wave your two hands. Wave your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I will follow you, Jesus. I will obey you, Jesus. I will obey you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Shake hands with your neighbor and say, congratulations, you are now born again. You are a new creature. You are a new creation. Now, I want to make a covenant with you. Do you want me to make a covenant with you tonight? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, all things shall be added. I want you to seek God from tonight. I said, I want you to seek God from tonight. And God is going to add all things to your life. Do you believe that? If you believe that, put your hand on your heart and let us make this agreement with God. Father, I thank you for everybody who is praying tonight. You said we should seek you and you will add all things. From tonight, bless everyone in this stadium. As we put you first, we will seek you first. Let all things be added. Let all things be added to every life here. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to pray for the sick. How many also want a financial miracle? Yes. We will pray for that also, but I want to pray for the sick right now. Whatever problem you have right now, put your hand there. Jesus is not only a teaching, preaching Jesus, he's also a healing Jesus. How many believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus? Chisingwara, healing Jesus.
Yesu Chiza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, do wonders tonight. No one should walk at this time. Nobody should walk, please. I'm praying for the sick now. Father, I thank you for miracles. Thank you for healing. Thank you for sending your mighty power to every life right now. Touch. Heal. Let the yoke of wickedness be broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Healing of your eyes. Healing of your mouth. Healing of your ears. Healing of your skin. Every curse is broken today. In Jesus' name. Right now, anyone who is operating under a curse, maybe you sense that there is a curse in your family. Or you sense that there are demons harassing you. Put your hand on your head right now. And I will pray with you. Satan. I bind you now. I bind you in Rwanda. I bind your presence in this country. I bind your influence. I bind the devils that are operating here in the lives of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out. Be healed. Be delivered. From every curse, every demonic activity in your life is broken tonight. Receive your healing right now. Now, everybody lift your hand and thank God. The devil's power is broken tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your mighty power. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing. You are the Lord that healed us tonight.
You are the Lord that healed me.
You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
God healed me.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
No one should move, please. Don't move now, please. I'll finish in 5 minutes. Right now. Wherever you are, if God has healed you, check yourself right now. Whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it right now. You couldn't see, open your eyes. A miracle has happened. You couldn't walk, rise and be healed. You couldn't hear. Power of God is touching you. You are in pain. Whatever the problem, Jesus is healing you right now. Many people are healed tonight. Many people are healed tonight. Right now, how many sense that God has touched you tonight? Raise your hand. How many can feel that God has touched you tonight? Father, thank you for many, many miracles tonight. Now, wherever you are, if God has healed you, God has touched you, I want you to come to me from where you are come. And also, if you want me to pray for you, all of you should just come. Come to this side. Come, come to the front. Very quickly. Come. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come. God is touching your life tonight. Wherever you are. Come. Whatever problem you had, if God has touched you tonight, come. And all those who want me to pray for you also come. Tonight is the last night. Tonight is the last night. God is touching your life and changing your life and healing your life. Come. Come. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Umami wa mahoro, umami wa mahoro. Turagushima, turagushima. Gucha. Da 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 da. Turagushima, turakurata.
Come, all of you, come. I'm going to pray with you.
Umami wa mahoro. Turagushima, linde, 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 usana, muririme, muririme, linde, usana, we, oh, linde, usana, we, oh, nawe wasana, we. Oh, linde, 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 usana we, linde, usana we, linde, usana we, oh, nawe wasana we. Turagushima, turakurata, murime, murime, oh, muami wa mahoro, yeah, yeah, turagushima, saburama wako, saburama wako, data, data, oh, turagushima. Turakurata, nami wa mahoro, yeah. Turagushima.
Now, listen, listen, listen. How many know that the power of God is here? The power of God is here. Now, listen. I cannot heal anybody. If I could heal people, I would go to the hospital and discharge everybody. But I know somebody who can heal people. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. So, I am going to pray for you. And I know Jesus is healing everybody here tonight. And that's why I said you should come. Because I'm going to pray with you. And tonight marks a healing in your life. Hallelujah.
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 Tonight marks a healing and a change in your life. Lift your hands now. Jesus, all of you in the stands, you are still part of the congregation. Say, Jesus, thank you for your power. Thank you for healing tonight. Thank you for your mercy tonight. I receive my healing. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand and just thank God for
His
miracle power in your life. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for healing. Thank somebody here you couldn't see, but God has opened your eyes. You couldn't hear. God has done a miracle. Wherever you are, if God has healed you, not that you are expecting it to happen in the future, but right now you can see that something has happened. If God has healed you tonight, raise your right hand like this. Beautiful. Now you couldn't see, put your hands down. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Where are you? You couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your right hand up high and come to the side here. We want them to come out this way. You couldn't see, but now God has opened your eyes. Lift your hand quickly. Come round. Come round. Find a way to help the people to jump over. Come this way, please. We want to pray with you again. You couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Come. God has done something fantastic for you. Come to this side. I want to pray specially for you. Because Jesus is here and He's doing wonders. Amen.
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 You know, I am a medical doctor, but I believe in miracles.
Yes.
Because a doctor too, your power is up to a point. From a certain point, you cannot do anything. Anybody who says he doesn't need God is not experienced. When you grow, you see that you need the power of God for your life. If God has done something, come this way and jump over the fence, or somebody will carry you over the fence. Jesus is not only a preaching Jesus,
he's
also a healing Jesus. Come this way quickly. Walk to the front here. You had a pain or a swelling or a tumor, but it has, check it right now. Something has happened. Jesus has healed you right now.
Oh, aye, 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 aye,
What is happening?
Evangelist, this man came tonight with one young man holding him. His name is Fares, who is in the crowd there. For since 2000, he's had this backache that prevented him from walking. To his amazement, after the prayer, the backache is gone.
Wow.
The pain is gone. Evangelist is walking.
Why are you happy?
I am happy because Jesus has been graceful to me.
Jesus has done what?
Has been graceful to me.
Wow. God has healed you.
What's wrong with you?
I had a backache since 2000, but I thank Jesus, I've been healed.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You couldn't see, but now you can see.
Yes. Evangelist, this is the miracle we are talking about. For 6 months, this woman could not see clearly at all. Everything was white. And this is how she manages to move around. But tonight when you pray, the power of God touched her eyes. Suddenly she sees everybody clearly, can identify colors.
Wow. Mama, why are you happy tonight?
For 6 months she could not see and she could not walk straight. She was having pain in her rib side, but she feels okay. God has healed
her.
As you were praying, she felt a breeze going through her body and she felt God healing her.
Wow, can she see now?
Now she can see things clearly. She can see light-skinned people, dark-skinned people. She can make differences between people. She would see people but not see them clearly. She would see that people are dressed, but she couldn't tell the clothes they're wearing. She would see people walking.
Can she see me? Can she see me? She can see
that you are fair, but you're
white-skinned.
Don't cry. Manuka.
Vivaldi, this lady is dancing better than you.
Manuka.
Wow. Hey!
Hey!
Amazing.
The blind are seeing.
The blind are seeing. The lame are walking. Practically. Come this way, my dear. Let me pray for you. Thank you. Wow, give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, mighty things are happening in Huye. This woman could not see, could not hear, and could not walk. But tonight, she's seeing evangelists, she's hearing, and she's walking.
Why are you happy tonight? What has God done for you?
I can see. I couldn't even shake my head, but I can shake my head. She can shake her head and she can see.
She can see.
She can see with her eyes.
Can you see?
She couldn't stand, but now she stands. She feels a little pain, but she stands.
Wow. Can you see me?
She can see you.
Wow.
She's
what do I look like?
You do not look the same.
We look the same.
We do not look the same. We do not have the same skin color.
We do not.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus is opening eyes.
Jesus is opening ears. This lady, from infancy, as she's been growing up, has had difficulty in hearing from both ears. She could barely hear. Tonight he placed both hands on her ears, and now both ears are hearing clearly. Clearly.
Wow.
Yes.
Tell us, is it true? What happened to you, my dear?
She could not hear before, but now she hears.
She could not hear, but now she can hear.
Partial deaf.
Doctor, is this happening in the hospital?
This happens in the hospital.
That you cannot hear and you just start hearing.
No. You need hearing aids.
Is this a miracle, doctor?
This is a miracle. This doesn't just happen.
Wow. Are you happy tonight?
She's very happy.
Tiani, tiani.
Very happy.
Tiani, tiani means what?
A lot.
A lot, a lot.
Yes.
Tiani, tiani.
A lot.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout.
Yeah, my God is good.
Olivia, who is this?
Evangelist, he could not do this for many years. Had an accident about 10 years ago and has been living in pain, could not walk properly, back, legs, knee, and tonight he is walking.
Wow. I couldn't stand on my leg, but yesterday I stood for many hours. Now I can stand, I feel a little bit.
Wow.
I left my crutch where I was sitting here. I would walk with the help of crutch.
Walk.
Gender,
he left his crutches.
Yes, left his crutches.
Wow.
Had an accident over 10
turn around,
years ago.
Sir, turn around. Wow. Are you happy tonight? Are you happy tonight?
Chane. Hello, he's very happy.
Chane.
He's very happy.
Chane. Is it Tiani or Chane?
Chane.
You will be Chane happy tonight.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist, this lady sees very well, but she began to have severe pain each time she looked at light, so she always avoided bright lights. But after you pray tonight, she noticed that she could look at light and not have any problem. She said she could have tears coming from her eyes. And now she can look up at the light and there's no problem.
What happened to you quickly?
Nigitangaza gikomeye kuko mu buzima bwanjye sinajyaga ahantu hari urumuri iyo bacanaga amatara numvaga nahumiriza ariko nayatumbiriyemo cyane nk'iminota 5 numva nta kibazo.
In her life she won't go to places that have heavy lighting. In her life she would fear those places. Even for 5 minutes her eyes would start having.
Give Jesus a shout of hallelujah.
Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele. Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele.
I want to do one thing tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many want me to pray for your finances? All over. How many want me to pray for your financial miracle? All right. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you to sow a seed. And I'm going to pray over the seed. And I believe that through the seed you sow in Healing Jesus campaign, God is going to bless your finances. Healing Jesus campaign is going to where?
Musanze.
So as you buy fuel for us to drive from here to Musanze, God is going to also take your life from here to the next place. If you believe. Only if you believe. If you don't believe, don't take part. But if you believe, I want you to take out a special offering seed.
And
I'm going to put the bucket in front here. This one is for the people on stage. And this one is for all of us here, down here. Lift up your offering and I'm going to pray. This is a special seed to carry Healing Jesus campaign all the way. We drove from South Africa to come here. Can you imagine the fuel to drive from Pretoria to here? It's a blessing for Rwanda. Amen.
Amen.
If you believe, take your seat. I want to pray for your job. When I leave this town, there will be more jobs here in Jesus' name. By the power of God, lift your hand. Father, bless everyone, all of you in the stand over there far away. Father, bless everyone who is part of this offering, especially in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So come, make a way for them. The buckets are here.
Should
the buckets not be on the other side? Please go back. And the bucket is coming to the other side. Move back, the bucket is coming to this side. Olivia, what is happening here?
Evangelist, this man, an old lady could not recognize someone coming towards her, whether it was a man or a woman. She could not make that distinction because she could not see. But tonight, evangelist, she's seen.
Let her tell us, can you see?
She can see me. She says she can see me that But for a long time she would see blurs. She wouldn't even recognize her own children, but God has healed her.
She could not recognize her own children.
Wow.
Is it true you could not recognize your children?
Even a person would come at her house and take things, steal things, and she couldn't see the person stealing
things.
She wouldn't tell, a person would pass by her, enter in the house and steal something while she was looking at the person.
Wow. And tonight, can you see?
She can see, she's saying, you're a white man, I'm black, I'm a man, and she's a woman.
Why don't you give Jesus? This is fantastic.
Wow. Thieves will come into a house, steal, she'll see them going, but she could not recognize.
She could not recognize her own children standing in front of her. Now she can see Olivia. She can see you. Can you see me?
She can see you.
She
can see you. You're even smiling at her.
Wow. Beautiful. This is amazing. Come here, my dear. We are in Huye. This lady could not recognize her children. People were passed in front of her. She couldn't see them. But now she can see all of us. God has opened her eyes in Huye. We are in Rwanda. Power of God is working in Rwanda.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Wow, what a blessing.
Hallelujah. Evangelist, since this lady was born, she has only heard through the left ear. This right ear has been deaf.
Wow.
She's also had a lot of discharge from this right ear.
Is it true?
Nukuri.
Nukuri.
It's true.
Nukuri.
It's true.
Nukuri. It's like a Ghana language. Nukre. Nukuri. Nukuri.
It's true. From her birth, she could hear from only one ear.
And tonight, can she hear?
She can hear clearly.
Wow. Since she was born, she could not hear from this ear. Is it a miracle? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady has gone for 5 surgeries. And she was going for a 6th one.
Surgery of where?
Stomach.
Stomach.
Yes. Evangelist, when he said lay hands where the sickness was, she did. And suddenly she had some bubbling that was coming up. And that was it. All she can eat is Irish potatoes. That's all she can eat.
She has undergone 5 surgeries. She would feel pain in us.
And the pain is gone tonight.
And the pain is gone. She felt weak and she now feels strong.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Strength.
Evangelist, 5 years ago, this man had an accident and hurt his back. Some bones were broken. He could not move. He could not bend. In fact, he could not stand for more than 5 minutes. The power of God touched him when he prayed. He is now able to bend. He is able to stand. Bend. He has stood for more than an hour.
Wow. Are you surprised?
He's very happy.
Very happy. Chani.
Chani
goes.
Why are you happy tonight?
He
sought treatment in many places, but they couldn't treat him, and now he can stand. He's been standing for 3 hours. It's a miracle.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Miracles. Thank you, Jesus.
Beautiful.
Evangelist, tumors are disappearing.
Tumors?
Yes. He had one here that was so big it was visible. And it's been there for 8 years, Evangelist. Tonight it has disappeared. The doctors have checked. There is nothing there.
Is it true? Nukuri.
Now he had a tumor.
He's been taking medicine for 8 years. He had a tumor. It had swollen, and now it's gone.
Wow.
It was visible. It was like this.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Come, I want to pray for you.
To see.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus.
Just a carpenter's upset, needing school just to rest.
He couldn't walk.
Could not walk. He's walking. Thank you, Jesus.
And in his eyes,
see your touch.
Yes. Jesus, thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
for your kindness, Lord.
Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing.
There is strength in the name of the Lord.
There's power in the name of the Lord.
There is power.
Jesus. Thanks, Lord Jesus.
Receive your healing. Yes, be healed.
And when my strength is early gone, oh, when there's nothing left to do, I just depend on you.
Let them come, let them come, let them come, let them come.
And the power.
Those who've crossed over, let them come. No, just this one. Just this one. Wait. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing, Lord.
Jesus,
thank you for your power. Thank you for your
mercy.
Yes.
Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive
your
healing. Receive power.
Yes.
Receive your healing. Strength in your body.
Thank you, Lord.
Receive strength in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed.